Praying for the sick is a core part of Jewish worship. One of the earliest examples of this is Moshe's prayer for Miriam in Parshat Beha'alotcha, one of the most intense and shortest prayers in the Torah. What can the form and style of Moshe's prayer teach us about how to pray for the healing of others? In Parshat Beha'alotcha, Miriam and Aharon criticize Moshe for marrying a Cushite woman. They also claim that they are on par with Moshe in their connection with God. Quote, "Doesn't God also speak to us?" Numbers 12:2. But God rejects their criticism and chastises Miriam and Aharon, explaining that the quality of Moshe's prophecy is more intense and intimate than theirs. God then gets angry, departs from their presence, and Miriam finds herself afflicted with the skin disease Tzaraat, Numbers 12:9-10. Aharon begs Moshe to forgive their sin. Without hesitation, Moshe responds to this request, offering this prayer. Quote, "Moshe screamed to Hashem, saying, 'God, please heal her now. El na rifa na la.'" Numbers 12:13. This prayer is unusual in its brevity and its form. Indeed, Rabbi Eliezer taught that no one has prayed a shorter prayer than Moshe did in this moment. It has the hallmarks of an urgent and spontaneous prayerful outburst. The opening address to God is simply the word El, which is not a name that Israelites in the Torah use to speak to God. The five words of the prayer center around the word Rifa, heal, surrounded by sounds that produce an oral chiastic structure. The A terms are inversions of each other's sounds, El and La. And the B term is the same sound, na, although each with a different meaning. This chiasm serves to highlight the central term, rifa, the urgent request to heal. God listens to Moshe's prayer and heals Miriam, following a time outside of the camp, which God views as the appropriate punishment for her action, Numbers 12:14. One striking feature of Moshe's prayer is its lack of intimacy or specificity. Not only does Moshe use God's most generic name, El, but also he doesn't mention Miriam's name in the prayer at all. Rav Chisda derives from this example a general rule about praying for the healing of others. One does not need to mention their name in the prayer, Brachot 34a. After all, Moshe did not mention Miriam's name, and she was healed. From this ruling, one might imagine that when praying for the sick, we do not need to mention the people we are praying for. However, the Maharil limits Rav Chisda's ruling so that it only applies when the sick person is right before us when we pray on their behalf. However, says the Maharil, if the sick person is not present during the prayer, the worshiper must state their name. This comment of the Maharil seems to be a key basis for our modern practice of being careful to mention the names of those who need healing in our prayers. But in fact, a midrash on this biblical scene already tells a different story, reading Miriam's name into Moshe's prayer. Quote, "In that moment, Moshe drew a small circle and stood within it and prayed for mercy on her, saying, 'I will not move from here until you heal Miriam, my sister.' As it says, Numbers 12:13, 'God, please heal her now.'" Avot Rabbi Natan A, chapter 9. While the proof text for the story does not include Miriam's name, the Midrash's retelling of this story can't bear to leave it out. Moshe's urgency is expressed in his ultimatum to God: "I'm not leaving this circle until you act." And Moshe's love of his sister is expressed in his mentioning of her name. The importance of praying for the healing of a particular loved one, not simply a general prayer for healing, becomes a central feature of our Amidah. The Talmud discusses where one is meant to add personal prayers to the standard words of the Amidah. The consensus is that one is meant to ask for all personal needs in the 16th blessing, a general prayer about God hearing our voice. However, a tradition in the name of Rav indicates that special prayers for the sick are meant to be added to the blessing about healing. Quote, "Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi said, 'Rav said, even though they said a person asks about their personal needs during who hears prayer, blessing 16. If they have a sick person in their house, they should say it in the blessing of the sick people, blessing 8. Avodah Zarah 8a. This scene in the Talmudic selection is one in which a person has a close relative or friend in his household, perhaps literally or broadly defined in one's community, who is sick. The worshiper can, or perhaps should, pray for their healing in blessing 8. It is as if the general blessing for hearing prayer, blessing 16, is not enough when it comes to praying for the sick. They need to be prayed for in a specific blessing, the blessing about healing. In my own prayer life, praying for the sick in this moment of the Amidah is a powerful one. It is my opportunity to focus on prayers asking God to heal specific people and to mention them by name in the middle of the Amidah. I find that if my concentration drifts during the Amidah, this moment returns me back to the prayer as I focus on the people I am praying for. This moment in the Amidah allows me to express my love and concern for the people I am thinking about, renewing my focus on the prayer I am saying. The power and urgency of praying for the sick is perhaps best seen in its interaction with Shabbat prayers. On Shabbat, one is not meant to pray for one's needs, because Shabbat is a time where, at least in the conception of the liturgy, all one's needs are met. There is no section of request in the Shabbat Amidah, because we do not express our lack on Shabbat. And yet, an old debate already indicated the exception to this rule when it comes to praying for the sick. Beit Shammai said, one does not pray for the sick on Shabbat, but Beit Hillel permits this. Tosefta Shabbat 16:22. This approach by Beit Hillel gets expressed in one of the most popular prayers for healing recited on Shabbat, the Mishaberach for the sick. The first recorded example of this prayer doesn't appear until the 13th century, but it draws on ancient language from the Talmud, which advises that when visiting the sick on Shabbat, one should recite, quote, Shabbat is not a time for crying out, and healing is coming soon. Shabbat 12a. While Shabbat is not a time for crying out, Shabbat hi milizok, our instinct to cry out cannot fully be suppressed. We note that this is not a time for praying for the sick, and yet we pray for the sick. In that same Talmudic selection, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both teach that on Shabbat, one can pray specifically, quote, may the omnipresent have mercy on you. Rabbi Chanina then reports that only with difficulty did the rabbis permit praying for the sick on Shabbat, but they nevertheless permitted it. Moshe models the aspect of urgency that infuses prayers of healing when he cried out his five-word request for healing for his sister Miriam. The critical importance of praying for the sick by name overrides the normal rules of liturgy. We specifically add a prayer in the middle of the weekday Amidah blessing for healing, and we even pray for healing on Shabbat. May God answer these prayers for healing, just as God answered Moshe's prayer for Miriam. Shabbat Shalom.